are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors, a family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100. Monday. Monday is when we talk tech talk. We don't talk it, Jose talks it. And then you talk it with him in the form of questions you have about your computers, your TVs, your cell phones, whatever. And here's the way this works. I'm going to throw out the phone numbers. First come, first serve. You get on the screen. And Jose will take your calls in the order that you called in. 314-969-KTRS. If you don't, either don't have the letters or they're worn off like they are on our 50-year-old phone here where you can't even see the letters anymore, that would be 314-969-5877. Or toll-free, it's 888-550-KTRS or 5877. I see one call. I need to see all of them light up or we just skip the segment and move along right after Jose says his piece. So call now. The folks at Oric make this possible. There are 7 Oric home care centers, and we'd really appreciate it if you'd stop in because you'll be doing yourself a favor as well as us. There are a lot of great, affordable home care products in all these Oric stores. Tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that, too. Here is your host for this segment, the one, the only. Well, maybe not. There's probably another Jose Hernandez somewhere.
I would say. Yeah.
Or 3 or 4 more. But this is the one, the only, who is our tech guy and your good friend, Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Jose, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Frank.
Anybody have anything for Jose? Anything you stumbled upon?
Well, before we proceed,
yeah,
the phone system is actually 62 years old.
My mistake.
Oh.
Leave it to me to think we've got newer equipment than we actually have. Seriously, that came out 62 years ago?
That technology came out 62 years ago.
You know what? The only station that literally can bill itself as a radio studio and museum.
Yeah.
And one light. Our other light burned out, too. So
this is museum-type stuff, 62 years old. You know, somewhere in the not-too-distant future, a tour guide will be taking people along. And on your left behind that glass, this is the actual equipment that the large morning show in the afternoon used.
Well, we do tours here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
That's right. Hey, if you want to see our equipment tour, because we have a tour of the weather center and the traffic center, there's also an equipment tour where you can see old, archaic stuff that's still in use, still functioning. Mike Dorsey is the guy.
Mark Dorsey.
Mark.
That's the guy you want to lead you on the tour because he's really knowledgeable about it.
You know, I'm surprised you don't have those cords that you have to plug in the hole.
Oh, like
one ringy dingy.
Patch, patch
Emily Latilla.
Yeah.
No, it was what's her name?
Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin as the phone operator. Yeah, those big
one
old
ringy dingy.
Yeah, and they plug and unplug. I just watched a movie the other night, and it was an old movie, and they were patching in. One moment, please. I'll connect you with New York, and the big old cable stuck in the hole. And I never understood how that worked. And how do you learn what goes in and out? And what
there are only
cord
so many
connects.
Phones back then. I mean, in small towns, you would just have the Johnson house, and you just plug the phone right, you know, the wire right into their house.
clearly Tina has not been on the tour because we have that here.
Oh,
he needs to take the tour. It ought to be mandatory for employees. Without further ado, I give you, with all his information and insight, Jose Hernandez.
Thank you very much. For those of you worried about having your face released on YouTube and you didn't sign one of those pesky releases, YouTube is now offering a one-click face blurring software that when you upload your video to YouTube, you say select blur faces. And it puts those little blocks on everybody's face.
Well, why would you upload a video to YouTube and then want the faces
blurred
out?
That's what I
want to
know.
I've never done that. I've always put the faces on
unless it's a video you have, and there are multiple people in it, and there's somebody in that group you know would not want.
Can you select what is different
faces? Like
it's
a drinking binge on the river or some, you know, somebody's
that,
guzzling.
That girl's naked and she doesn't want her face.
Beer, yeah.
No, currently the only way to, it's an all or nothing deal with the YouTube blur.
Hmm.
You select all faces to blur or none of them.
Well, what fun is all faces? Hey, did you ever notice, not that I've ever seen much porn, but the most erotic part of the world is Asia. The Asians love erotica. But have you ever noticed on Asian porn,
Japanese porn,
they blur out the man's wiener. They pixelate the wiener.
And her, and the lady part.
And
too.
Her part. What is that? What is that about?
I don't know.
So you can't identify it later in the lineup.
I guess. I just find that hilarious because there is no more erotic.
They're into the more,
my goodness, than Asia. What else do you have?
Apple and Samsung have been in a legal battle back and forth over patents and copyright infringement. Apple accused Samsung of copying the iPad for its device.
I don't blame them.
Apple lost.
Mm.
It lost to UK. It's so huge that Apple has to put on their website that Samsung did not copy the iPad.
Wow.
Now you can imagine how excited is Apple to have another pad advertised on their website.
Wow.
Microsoft Office 13 is going to be out in the 26th of October. If you're running XP or Vista, you will not be using Office 13. As Microsoft has decided not to support those older operating systems. The problem with that is it's only going to run on Windows 7 and 8. If you want to run the latest and greatest 13, you will have to upgrade to the new Microsoft Office 8. Or, I'm sorry, Windows 8.
I think we have Word 97 here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, but it's close.
Word 87.
87, that's right, Wave 87.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, when Windows 8 comes out, apps for it are going to be a minimum price of $1.49 to a maximum of $1,000.
Whoa.
That's a little bit higher than what you can get over at the App Store for Apple. The difference is, and Microsoft is hoping this will do well, is you can try it before you buy it. All applications sold through the Windows app market will be try it before you buy it. Currently, you've got 15 minutes. If you buy an Android app, you can return it for no charge. But this is going to be, and it's going to be like a 90-day trial of the application before you actually have to pay for it.
Okay.
That's it.
You ready? Ready
yes.
to take on the general public? Let's start with George. George, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. I got a quick question for
go
you.
Go ahead, George.
I've got an HTC Flyer, and there's a particular website that I go to that's a forum board for antique collectible farm tractors, and I cannot post on it because they put on the CAPTCHA where you got to put in the little letters and numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It always gives me a verification error, and I have no trouble with anything but the Flyer. I was wondering if there's a different browser that you recommend that I can put on a Flyer that would allow me to access different things like that.
Do you like the Android market?
This does have an Android base, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, go to the Android market and pick up a browser called Dolphin.
Dolphin.
Yep.
Okay.
That should work.
I'll do that and give that one a try. And then just a couple quick rants for after your segment. Coinstar machines. Why do I have to pay money to turn in money? And then the other one is radio stations that were advertising across the little thing where it used to say who was singing the song and so forth. And that's it.
Well, what are you saying? There are stations that don't do that anymore because they.
There's one that's west of St. Louis, 96 on the FM dial,
mm-hmm.
and instead of saying George Jones singing whatever. You see, come buy my Chevrolet from somebody other than Johnny Wanda.
They replaced it with ads?
With ads.
Goodness. Yeah. You know what? Sorry, I'm with you on that. That's just wrong. I like looking down and seeing the artist in the song. I don't want to see come buy a mattress here while I'm listening to a song. No, I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you, George.
Thanks.
Brother.
To answer George's question in reference to Coinstar machines, why do they charge? It's because they can. They charge them for space to put the machine in there. Somebody has to come in and empty it and take those bags somewhere. And so it's about 8%, 8 cents on a dollar.
Eight and 9 tenths.
You know what, though? I don't really have a problem with that because it's just a big bag or jar of coins.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody to sort them, swap them out for
dollars.
Yeah, fine. Dump them in there, and it's no different than paying somebody else to do anything else.
And not a lot of banks do that anymore.
Well, the supermarkets have those machines usually at the entrance, and I think it's generally about eight cents.
There's some financial institutions that actually have them internally, and you go in and put your ATM card and put your account, and when you dump the coins in, it just takes it.
Yeah, if you're a member you get it free.
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea. Let's talk to Danny. Danny, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how's it going?
Good, Danny. What can I do for you?
I have a question for you. I'm in customer service, and I'm looking to switch jobs, and I was thinking about getting Microsoft certified, the MCSEs.
MCSE, yes.
Yeah, I was wondering, do you know anything about that, and can I do that at home for my personal computer, or do I have to go to, a school or anything?
You can
and
go
is
to,
that something worth having?
You can go to a boot camp. Are you A-plus certified already?
No, I just got into networking. I did my own wireless network at my house.
Okay. You can get self-study courses at home. It's certification you take just as a test. You'll go to a testing center. They'll give you a test. If you pass, you get your certification.
I would love to see a couple of questions. From that test. Can you get your hands on that, you think, maybe, Jose?
Which one are you going to do, Danny?
That's what I was going to ask you. What should I start out doing to get into it, actually?
Just the base level ones. I haven't researched it lately, but if you're going to stay with... They've got base ones that are cloud computing. They've got base ones that are storage. Storage area networks and network attached storage. They've got base ones that are networking. So if you're into networking, I'd continue with that one.
All right. Could you recommend any schools or anything like that in the area?
I'd Google and get the home study stuff. I don't necessarily know that you need to go to a boot camp.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Danny. I'll guarantee you I couldn't answer three questions on that test. Some certification to be a troubleshooter.
Yeah, and I'm somewhat computer literate, but
we'll have that for next week. We'll have the quiz.
That'd be great. A couple of sample questions. I honestly, I don't think I can answer two of them. Bob, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how are you?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I could not be better.
Is this Bob with 1-0?
Yes, sir. It is.
Oh,
right.
Good to hear from you, Bob.
Yeah. This isn't what I called about, but I was actually in an Asian porn shop. And
For some reason, I believe that you were.
Is everything blurred in there, too? Is it in real life, too?
Well, the oddest thing was it was run by a lady, real nice-dressed lady, probably in her 40s. And when I came in, she offered me tea. I just thought that was interesting.
Oh.
And most things are bootlegged in there.
No A, just tea, not T and A?
Oh.
Just the tea.
Body part humor.
Well, an Asian, there's a rack joke there. Anyway, what I was calling about was I have an i5 laptop. It's got the i5 chip in it, and I paid about $500. I'm really happy with it. Now, if I want to get a computer that has about the same amount of processing speed, but I want an AMD chip, I didn't know what the AMD processor comparisons were.
That's actually a good question. You're probably not going to get one that's going to be the same speed. Mm-hmm. What AMD is doing is they're adding more cores.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
So you'll have a slower CPU cycle, say 2 megahertz, versus whatever you're running in your
i5. I like 2.4 or so.
Right, yeah, but you'll have more cores, so.
Mm. Okay, so it'll be able to process more instructions, but they just won't be as fast?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you recommend any AMD chip names that I could kind of key off of while I'm looking?
If you'll go to cnet.com,
okay.
They normally have
that's a good idea.
Comparisons on who's doing what with what chips.
Yeah, everything I'm finding looking, it's just that there's really isn't much of a comparison, but I'm still not. In some ways, it just seemed like a lazy answer. So that gives me something to go with, additional cores, and I'll look at CNET, so I appreciate it.
No problem, Bob.
Bob, don't wait so long to call again, okay?
Well, if you guys want to do any more Asian porn talk, I can call in.
You'll be our Asian porn consultant.
He's a secret Asian man.
Yeah.
That's very good. Secret Asian man. That's very good, Tina.
See what you've done now.
Okay. Bob, thanks for the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
It's been a while since we heard from Bob.
Yeah.
Bob has been calling for
15 years.
Long time.
At least. One more before we hang it up, and that'll be from Patrick. Patrick, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How you doing?
Good, Patrick. How are you?
I'm good. I'm Ian in the penis.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We've got...
Start over, Patrick.
Try it again, Patrick.
Okay, where I work, we've got wireless and Ethernet connections. So we got wired and wireless.
Yes.
I've always wondered if I connect my laptop to the wireless signal, but then I also connect it to the wired Ethernet connection. Is my connection speed, upload, download, et cetera, going to be faster?
No.
Or is it immaterial?
It won't be faster. It just picks whichever one has the fastest for you.
Okay, so that's all I need to know.
Okay. All right, that was easy. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
All right, there goes Patrick, and here goes Jose. If you didn't get in, you still have a question. A pretty good shot at having Jose get back to you if you email him. His email address is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. Once again, we thank the folks at Oric. They don't do anything that's not good when it comes to products. When you make a vacuum cleaner like Oric, you better make sure anything you stick the Oric name on is something pretty good, head and shoulders above the rest, and that's what you're going to find in the Oric Home Care Center. Stop in, say hello. They're locally owned and operated. Make sure you tell them your AM and the PM, and give it up if you would. Till next week for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. As we head up north to the... It's actually the Elizabeth Washington exit we've discovered, mm-hmm. even though we always say Washington Elizabeth. The sign says Elizabeth Washington. So I don't know what happened there, but at that exit, if you go up and turn left, you will find Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, and most of the time you'll find this guy there, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
You sound like you're in a good mood today.
Yeah, Frank, I'm always in a good mood. I'm always in a great mood until maybe you start making fun of me.
That never happened.
You start to get a little testy, okay?
A little what?
Testy.
Testy?
Testies.
Oh.
Testies.
What do my testies have to do with that?
I don't know.
You're right. You generally are always in a good mood, unlike me. I'm in a bad mood most of the time.
Why is that, Frank?
I don't know. I've never figured it out. I wake up in a bad mood. I don't get into even a medium mood till about 2 hours, and then it really rarely turns into a really great mood.
I'll start calling you every morning to, like, start your day.
Oh, you don't want to do that. You do not want to do that. What's the secret to all? You know what I think the secret is? You get up early. I got a friend, and he says, and I've said this before, he says, if you want to soar with the eagles, you got to rise with the chickens.
Whoa.
And it's a good saying, and I think that's part of it. You get up early, you get moving, get the blood pumping, you know, run, whatever, and I think that makes for a better, a happier individual. Which is why I'm so miserable, because I just don't do anything. I don't exercise, and I know that. I know it's me. One of these days, hopefully before it's too late, I'll change that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He doesn't sound convinced.
Yeah.
I'm not even convinced, and I said it.
Huh?
How's business?
Business is really good. It's hot. You know, got to reach out to some of the greatest technicians in the land, and I'm looking out, and a few of them are getting off now at 4:30, but they got here today at like 6 or 6:30.
Hang on a minute. They got there at 6:30, at 6 or 6:30, and they're just now getting off, so they're working four and a half hours.
Wow, man.
A long day.
No.
Actually, to us, that does sound like a long day.
Try that again, but take a shoe off, all right?
For extra toes for counting, yeah. Now, that how long a lunch break is in the middle of all that?
30 minutes. You know, they can stretch it another 5 or 10, depending on, you know, because they make their time. They're working hard. It is hot out there.
What?
That shop, it's hot.
Well, thanks for telling me.
Well, how would you know? You've been inside all day. You didn't exercise.
Hey, I did my time.
I was out running this morning at about 6:45 with, I say running, I was chasing Mimi.
Well, who hasn't?
She's a lot faster than me.
Hey, I did my time with no heat and air conditioning. When I worked in Belleville, where I met my wife, I worked in the back of a furniture store in the warehouse. There was no heat. There was no air conditioning. And on days like today, you could hardly breathe. But I did it because I had to do it. You know, and I picked up mattresses. I still can't believe that I moved king-size mattresses by myself. Oh. And took them up to the storage area in the warehouse, put them on trucks, hook them off trucks. Just me with a big old mattress over my back, stooped over, carrying that mattress. I used to be a hard worker.
Yeah.
And now look at me.
What happened?
I don't know. I found an easy way out. I found this thing called radio. Where you can...
I mean, you're up at what time preparing for the show?
Well, preparation never stops, John. I'm preparing in my sleep for the show.
Do you really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you, by chance, keep like a notepad and pen?
No, but I do have a recorder on my phone, and I'll reach over sometimes in the middle of the night and just say a quick little reminder thing. If
you know, you've done that in front of me.
Yes, I actually have. Because if you don't capture it when you're thinking about it, you forget it. Yeah, that's right. That's why this show is as good as it is, because we're constantly working on it. Even it might seem like we're out to dinner or something. No, we're working on the show all the time.
Well, we need to reach out to Ann and John White.
Ann and John.
John and Ann White bought a 2012 Chevy Malibu.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Way to go, Ann and John. Thank you.
And they live in beautiful Florissant, Missouri, and just great people. A lot of people came in this weekend that listened to the show. So, again, thank you for all you do for us. You know, we're heavy on inventory. Really heavy on inventory. Like, really, really heavy on inventory.
So you're heavy on inventory.
They
have very much inventory?
Inventory.
How's inventory looking?
Heavy.
It ain't heavy.
It's some heavy stuff here. So we're running out of places to park vehicles, folks, because the service department is so busy. They're taking up a lot of parking spots. You know, come and please shop. Come take a look. You will be amazed at the deal you'll get. $10,000 off Silverado extended cab and crew cabs.
Ooh. I would like to offer. Right, I would like to offer right now, live and on the air, at no charge, an opportunity for you to alleviate some of your storage problems. My garage could be a satellite storage location for a Corvette and or Camaro convertible. Think of it as a satellite warehouse.
Nice. Well,
don't answer now.
You know, for what I pay for these spots, we do a trade. It wouldn't take too long for it to be paid for.
Hey, he always goes back to that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, really, seriously, my dad was still around, God bless him. He would flip out at some of the prices that we're pricing new cars and new trucks and even pre-owned vehicles. But, you know, the Chevy Cruze, it's a brand-new car. It's only been on the market, a year and a half? You know, $15,900. Unbelievable. Yeah. I'd like to say we have the Malibus for $17,400, but we've sold out of all the LS Malibus. We have some LT Malibus, and they're priced right. Over probably 100-plus Chevy Equinox. We're delivering 2 to 3 a day. Let's take it to like 5 a day.
Let's do.
And it's the number one selling small SUV, priced as low as $20,800. Chevy Traverses. Coming out of our ears, unbelievable. They're everywhere. We asked for them. We begged Chevy for them. Now we have them. Now we need to sell them. You know, high trade-in values, up to $4,000 more than anyone's going to give you for your trade-in, because we need trades. We really do. We need trades. And we're getting trade-ins now with 110, 20, 30,000 miles. And we're putting those through our shop, and we're selling those. We're trying to keep 25, 30-plus vehicles that we can price under $10,000 on our pre-owned lot. You know, pre-owned, that's kind of a new generic term for used
car. Yeah, I know, whatever. At what point did somebody decide you can't say used car anymore?
It sounds classier.
Yeah, but it's really stupid. It's a used car. Used isn't a bad word. Pre-owned, okay, fine.
I don't know.
I saw a commercial one time years ago. I'm out of town years ago, and I see a guy come on TV, and he goes, "Used but not abused." And I thought, okay.
Did he do it in that voice?
Yeah, that exact voice.
Do that voice again.
Used but not abused.
Wow.
You know, out of nowhere, you just go into character sometimes.
Well, I can't help it.
You are really talented.
Can't help it. There's a big market. That under $10,000 market. That's a big market.
There are more and more people that say, you know what, I don't want to put
all the miles. I drive 100 miles a day to work. Find me an inexpensive small car that I can buy for $5,000 or $6,000, and save a ton of money on fuel, and just not someone does a 72-month loan. That's why we think leasing is an alternative, because you do a 24 or 36-month lease. You know, don't we buy a car? Don't we buy something? We want something new a few years later. Well, with a lease, you're only paying for what you use. And even people say, "Well, I drive too many miles." No, you can build the mileage into a lease.
I had a friend who had a he lives out of town, but he had a Suburban, and he worked out a deal for a 40,000-mile-a-year lease. Now his lease payment was very healthy.
Yeah, I'll say.
But he actually was able to work out. I didn't even know you could do that. Man. But you can do 10 or 15 or 18 or 20. Apparently, just about any kind of package you want. And for a lot of people, lease really is the best way to go. They need to at least take a look at that option. Because there was a time when the leased car was only the car driven by some executive, somebody had their own business. That's not the case anymore.
That's right, Frank. You like that?
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't hear that very often.
That's right,
Frank.
You probably don't hear that at home ever.
No, I don't think I've ever heard that at home. Can we have a phone number?
Yes, you can, Frank. It's 314-837-1800. And if I can repeat that, Frank, again, 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365, Frank.
They're calling right now. Look at that. They're calling you right now. Can't even finish the commercial. People already.
All right. And Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit, or Elizabeth Washington. It's at the exit that you want to come for savings. Unbelievable savings.
And they need to change the sign to savings exit. Just put the word savings, knock down that Elizabeth Washington and put savings. And then people just go, just get off at the savings exit. Suggest that to the floor.
You never stop coming up with stuff.
He's so clever.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You're just so sharp.
No, thank you, John.
Reach out to Timmy Londoff. He had his wisdom teeth taken out today. He's a little bald. So,
did you film him afterwards when he was coming out of his...
Johnny and Sam were working today, and so we had him on the phone. Mimi, we were talking to him.
That's nice. Having fun with your son's pain.
That's the newest thing, though, is to film somebody after when they're coming off the...
I've seen that on YouTube. I've seen that, because you're still kind of out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really funny. We were trying to get Mimi to do that, but no, she's too sweet. She would never do that.
All right.
But even though it'd probably be really funny. Timmy's a funny kid.
It sure sounds funny. Listen to that laughter.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We have to go now.
I can't wait. Thanks.
We'll send you some business.
You kids. Bye. Have a great evening, and everyone drive safe out there driving around town.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye. John Londoff. Chris Nagus. You know who this guy is? Mm-hmm. TV reporter?
Yes.
You know, Elliot Davis... Sometimes when Elliot Davis does, you paid for it. Some of them are really good, and some of them are laughable because they're just so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So now every station thinks they have to have that guy who goes out and gets in somebody's
face. And I heard one of them was named Columbo.
Really?
Columbo?
Well, Nagus does these things for Channel 5. And he did one over the weekend. And he's talking about some guy who ripped people off and they made a deposit. And then he says, we caught up with him and his shiny Jaguar.
Jaguar.
And I backed it up. I backed it up twice to make sure I heard it right. He says he was driving a shiny Jaguar. Well, Chris, first of all, the shine on it, I saw the video. It wasn't that shiny, and it's not Jaguar. And the fact that he was driving a Jaguar... or Jaguar, if you're British, doesn't mean anything. I know what you were trying to do. Ooh, look at the expensive car this guy's driving. Well, I saw the car, and it very possibly was about a 12-year-old Jaguar, which you can buy all day long for about $4,000. So it's interesting how sometimes they try to portray somebody as even a bigger crook because of the expensive car he's driving. That car was the old body style Jaguar. It might have been a $4,000 or $5,000 car, and it's not Jaguar. So I feel better now. And one more thing quickly, a movie that I saw yesterday, either yesterday or Saturday, that I have not seen for a while. One of the best movies that I've seen in my life, and it's sad, it's fun, it's phenomenon with John Travolta and Kira Sedgwick.
Never seen it.
Oh my goodness, Peon, so you have, it's so sad, but it's so, I don't know, how do you describe this movie? It is so interesting. And it's obviously not true, and probably it's out there a little bit, but it's done so well that you don't care that it's far-fetched, because the sort of the love story offsets and overshadows the, you know,
tragedy.
Yeah, the tragedy and the sort of ridiculous scientific possibilities. But essentially, it's Travolta is hit by some sort of a light beam at night from the sky, and it zaps him with the ability to just acquire unlimited knowledge. I mean, he can read 5 books a day. And here's a regular Joe, just a blue-collar guy, who all of a sudden has these incredible mental abilities and power. Mm. It's a terrific movie, isn't it?
And it's I like it.
And it's a good, chicks like it, too, because it's a great love story. So I didn't, one of those movies I didn't mean to watch, but I couldn't stop, so watch it. So if you get a chance, Phenomenon with John Travolta. Quick break, we come back, and we'll take a couple of calls. Big 550 KTRS.
Time to check in with Frank Ladd. He has your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic. How do things look, Frank?
Pretty good, Tina. No delays this afternoon. Westbound on Highway 40, headed out of the city, passing Forest Park. Just a little bit of a hiccup at Mason Road. Now you're going to get into it just a little bit, approaching the Boone Bridge from about the Long Road overpass out to the Boone Bridge. That's westbound Highway 40. It's a great start this afternoon. Southbound on 270 as well. No delays until you reach about Manchester Road. Then you get that normal little bit of a slowdown between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound on Highway 40, headed into downtown St. Louis. No delays, no problems to report. Northbound 55 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. 70 eastbound looks good as well. Could see a little more volume now. 70 westbound out in St. Charles County between about 370 and T.R. Hughes, that 79 T.R. Hughes stretch in pockets. Not huge delays out there at all. This update brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you get a few more miles per the tank. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Stop. Don't buy that refrigerator or that new washer and dryer until you check out Affordable Kitchen and Bath. They're having their late summer blowout sale starting Thursday, July 26th through Saturday, the 28th. Affordable Kitchen and Bath, we all know, is a great place for deep discounted appliances, cabinets, granite countertops, whatever it may be. Well, this weekend, Thursday, July 26th through Saturday, they're having a blowout sale on top of their already ridiculous prices. 10% off all scratch and dent appliances on top of the already deep discounted prices. Tons of closeouts, 10% off the 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, 25% off in-stock granite, free delivery on offers over $2,000. There, aren't you glad you stopped? Affordable Kitchens and Bath starts Thursday, runs through Saturday. It's at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, which is Highway 94 between Kisker and Central School Road. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
People say to me all the time, Mike, why does Ford need a guy like you when they got a guy like Jim Twitchell? Now, Jim, you've been with Ford now for how long?
24 years, thankfully.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Mike.
According to my notes here, Ford says the works can more than pay for itself. What does that mean?
The works Fuel Saver package is an excellent value. It more than pays for itself. And fuel economy by checking your tire pressures and by making sure that you have the proper grade of oil and making sure that everything is running and operating smoothly.
Get a great deal on service and save money on gas at your local Ford dealer. The Works Fuel Saver package includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate.
So the position of my Ford dealership is saving money is good and saving gas is good, correct?
Correct.
And with the works, you get both?
You get both.
I love this. This is great. I'm going to get one. Where do I get them?
Get to your Ford dealer.
You heard it.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Claim based on EPA averages. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/12.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
You know, getting your teeth cleaned can clean out your wallet, too. It's true. If you don't have dental insurance, just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And more expensive things like crowns or root canals, they can cost you hundreds more. But now you can help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day, thanks to Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that pays cash for over 300 covered procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, no matter what your situation, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can see any dentist you choose and never have to pay a deductible. So help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. For details and free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. 1-800-600-9815.
You know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone, 314-645-6840 to find out more, arcamidwest.com. But you've tried the others, now try ARCA, 314-645-6840 or arcamidwest.com.
There's a big red barn where you say green, Norm's Barn and Barn. On discount windows, doors, and things, Norm's Barn and Barn. Norm's Barn and Barn.
When you need to save on discount windows, doors, and cabinetry, come to Norm's Bargain Barn in Shallow, Illinois, and now open in Fenton at Gravois Bluffs. Visit normsbargainbarn.com.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the
Missouri Numismatic Society.
Huh, thanks. It's the Missouri Numismatic Society's 52nd annual coin show.
At the St. Charles Convention Center.
Yes, at the Missouri
Missouri Numismatic
Society coin show. There'll be 180 dealers, free admission, and free parking.
There'll be an auction Friday at 5 p.m. and a Boy Scout Merit Badge seminar Saturday at 11 a.m.
At the Missouri Numismatic.
Very good.
Thank you. Society's 52nd annual coin show. This Friday through Sunday at the St. Charles Convention Center.
All right, we don't have a whole lot of time, but we will give you the information that you want, and that is, tell me about a movie, and should I or should I not go to see it? And keeping in mind, of course, that whether or not Dawn liked it, it doesn't necessarily mean you will, or if she didn't, that you won't. It's just good to hear somebody else's take on it, and that's what you're about to do after we remind you that it is made possible by Westport Car Wash. Westport Car Wash has three locations. I predict there'll soon be four. It's that good a car wash and that popular. One behind us on Page just east of Lindbergh, one on Lemay Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh, and a Westport Car Wash on Brentwood just south of Manchester. Here is Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yeah.
Hello, Dawn.
Hey, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I've just got to tell you, when I was on Thursday and I was talking about my daughter and her ankle, the power of your show and the power of social media, by the time I got into the doctor's office to see my daughter, they had received texts from all their friends whose mothers had heard on the radio that my daughter hurt her ankle.
The power of the Big 550.
The power of the Big 550, and then for the internet or for, you know, texting to take it that step further. I couldn't believe it.
It's like acquiring a whole different and separate new family when you become part of this show.
It's true. true.
Now, real quickly, what's this deal about next week? I know it's only Monday, but you're on vacation or something next week?
Well, yeah, we're going to go on vacation next week. So I was thinking we're right during the time that I would be doing my segment. So I land just before that.
Without getting into all that, let me know if you know. Just let me know if you either can or can't. Because if you can't and it screws up your vacation, we'll let a listener twice next week, some lucky listener, do a couple of reviews, make a couple of bucks, and you get docked. And that's no, seriously. And that's what we'll do. So you just have to let me know if you can or can't.
And I think I can do it Monday, but Thursday would be tough because I'm just not sure what the schedule is.
That's what we'll shoot for. What's the movie today?
The movie today is The Untouchables. Now, we had The Dark Knight Rises, of course, open over the weekend, and nothing wanted to open against that. Of course, because of the tragedy, we don't know what the box office is. There's some rumor that it's around $140 million. So I was in a predicament. I had to figure out, what can I see? Because nothing new really opened. There was a little film that had been at the Frontenac for a long time, and my friend called me. She said, do you want to go see this movie? It's called The Untouchables.
Now, when you always refer to these friends, is this the same friend every time?
Now, this is a different... Well, this is one of my movie buddies. Okay. I've got several friends that like to go to the movies with me. My husband goes when I know it's going to be a really good movie because he can't stand to see a bad one.
See, no guy has a movie buddy.
No.
This is another difference between men and women. Last week, a friend of mine sent me a text right after the show and says, hey, you want to run and see Savages? Uh-huh. And I texted him back. I said, you mean like the two of us go to a movie? This sounds gay to me. I said, no. I don't go to a movie with another guy, friend or no friend. But women do that.
No, women do that. Turned out two of our other friends were there. Now, I knew nothing except that this movie had been at the Frontenac for a long time.
So what's the name of it again? What's
the name? Untouchables. Now, okay. I'm throwing this out there. In a summer season of big blockbusters, this is, wait for it, subtitled French film.
No, thank you.
Now, wait a minute, Frank. No. I am convinced that if you and your wife, if you both go to see this
why
together,
why does your wife have to be?
Well, not even,
you are going to love this. Well, you're going to laugh out loud. First of all, it's a buddy film. It's kind of like a French Driving Miss Daisy with a potty mouth, because it's about this rich guy who's a quadriplegic. He interviews a bunch of people to be his caregiver. He decides on this man from the project, a very poor guy, who speaks to him just like he's a person. He has no pity. They strike up this friendship, and it's a buddy film. They talk about women. They do drugs. It's rated R.
You know what? I don't care. I won't go if it's subtitled. I don't care how funny,
how
dirty.
One of the women there did not know it was going to be subtitled. She was about ready to walk out. I said, give it a chance. She was laughing. We were all laughing so hard. It is so well done. So well done. It's done so well in France and around the country, around the world, that the Weinsteins, you know, the two brothers out in Hollywood, are going to remake it as an American film.
Well, then I'll see it.
But no, I'm recommending you go see this one because it is so fun. It's belly laugh funny.
Even with subtitles. Really?
They talk. You know how men talk like in the locker room?
No. I think there's a
they
myth.
They talk like that
there's,
here.
There's a myth.
You know how you all talk on the air?
That's an urban legend. That's a myth.
That's a myth?
That
well, you know how you
way.
All speak. This is how these two men speak to one another. They're talking about women. You can just imagine. And it is so funny. The audience is going crazy. You forget the subtitles are there. Mm-hmm. I haven't done a subtitle film in so long. But I enjoyed this so much. And really, the two other women that had no idea it was subtitled, they were laughing so hard. They said, you've got to go on Frank's show and say how much you loved it, how much we all loved it. So
listen,
there it
out,
is.
We're out of time. It's The Untouchables, not to be confused with The
Untouchables. Not to
I'm
it's
sorry.
It's actually translated. It should have been translated properly. Untouchables, I read online, but they call it The Untouchables.
So the actual title is The Untouchables?
Untouchables.
You pulls a knife, you pull a gun.
Yeah.
He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. Yeah. That's the Chicago way.
That's the Chicago way. There's the real. There's okay, The Untouchables, ARDs, how many?
Three and a quarter. Now, you can't compare it to The Dark Knight Rises or The Avengers.
No.
It's not the same movie, apples and oranges.
I get
really
it.
Good.
I
gotta
it.
Go see it.
Untouchables, three and a quarter. Here they come.
All right, Dan.
We'll talk to you later.
Thursday.
We'll talk to you Thursday. Goodbye.
Bye.
There she goes, Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I'm out. Subtitles. I just can't do it. I can't do
I
subtitles.
Do it
I can't stand it.
And she didn't mention that Woody Allen movie was subtitled when she reviewed it.
Well, is it subtitled, too?
It is.
Yes. Not all the way
to Rome with Love?
To Rome with Love, about two-thirds subtitle.
Well, then I sure won't see it now. Sorry, I just cannot get myself to go see a subtitle movie. American Equity Mortgage has been a part of this show for over 20 years, and for over 20 years, they have been saving people money. Two things they do. They get people in houses. That's what mortgage companies do. They get you a mortgage. Few people can pay cash for a house. Like I've said before, if you waited in your life till you could pay for a house, you wouldn't have a home till you're 50, 60 years old. So they get you a mortgage. But then the other thing they do for a lot of people is show them the value, the borrowing power that you have with the equity you have in your house. And you use that equity, you use that clout, that borrowing power to borrow money from American Equity Mortgage, and then they pay off the bad debt. You replace it with good debt. Good debt meaning money you borrowed with today's ridiculously low interest rates. You know, there's a good and a bad side to everything that happens with the economy. You know, when the economy, when interest rates are low, people on fixed incomes or on interest-bearing savings or investments, they suffer because they're earning less. But then the upside is the people that want to borrow money for something like a house, when you're borrowing money as opposed to saving money, woohoo, you know, this 3% and 4% stuff. So use that to your advantage. Borrow money, get the bad debt paid off. They'll be happy to help you. They work very fast. They've been doing this a long time. A lot of these people in the mortgage business would love to be as successful as American Equity. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here is Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Steve. Not a whole lot to report this afternoon. Just a little bit of heavy traffic now approaching the Boone Bridge on westbound Highway 40 from about Long Road. And even a little bit of volume 70 westbound as well between 79 and T.R. Hughes, but certainly no major delays. It's a good run headed towards the bridge eastbound on Highway 40, northbound on 55, eastbound on Highway 70 into downtown. This update brought to you by Exxon Fuels. At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline is formulated to help clean intake valves and vital engine parts, to help your engine run smoother, produce less emissions, and get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Think clean. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
You need windows. You need Window World. But not just windows. Insulation, siding, entry doors, gutters, soffits. Window World Windows, the best windows out there, according to Good Housekeeping. They've got their seal of approval. The company, number one ranked when it comes to retail satisfaction, according to J.D. Power and Associates. 314-993-1800. You need windows? It's as simple as one phone call. Call for free estimate. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com.